This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Lords of Tyndalos.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Definitely like a like an acid jungle band or something like
that.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Lords of. Lords of as a prefix has been ruined for me by the Lords of Acid.
Yeah, no, this is definitely a math rock tribute or cover band of Lords of Acid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So similar, similar to the Hounds,
similar, except just a little bit more dignified, a little bit more noble.
Yep.
Yeah.
They have something called Hypersight, which allows them to use their step through, time abilities at will, you know, rather than do this like complicated hounding thing. They also have this dumb thing about how they're at war with Yogg-Sothoth because Yogg-Sothoth has globe-like forms that show an affiliation for curved time. And if these things just fucking hate circles, first of all, watch out Soul Coughing and M. Dowdy. Second, just watch out everything, because these guys have set themselves up for a bad time.
Yep, I just I've declared war on shapes.
Yeah, don't choose. If I was going to declare war on a shape, I would try to choose something that doesn't show up all that often.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the humble circle.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, like, shouldn't these guys be, you know, have more beef with like the Yith?
Yeah, right? Or the Earth. You know,
but I just mean in terms of like, okay, if they have to have beef, if they like, if the way for these guys to have any kind of context in the mythos and in these stories is to put, you know, is to stand against or be in conflict with something else, which is a shitty supposition anyway, because why do they care about anything such as conflict, right? Yeah. Like, just like, why would you pick the dumbest reason? Why would you just like, oh, they hit round things, so we're just gonna go after the roundest of the rounds?
Well, I hate them roundies. Yeah, I don't it doesn't make tons of sense.
No.
And this is, you know, so this is a Frank Belknap Long kind of thing. I've heard mixed things about Frank Belknap Long. But kind of adding some of those motivations to Lovecraft thing is something that, you know, it's an August Derleth stink, and it's kind of things that his followers did. Mm-hmm. And it is a bummer.
Yeah.
Like, it is a definitive bummer.
Yeah. Just like you're not supposed to know or care about their motivations.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, and if you find out the motivation, it shouldn't be something this dumb.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I do like kind of aesthetically what these things are, you know, like, so because they exist, you know, kind of perpendicular at oblique angles to our reality, we only perceive them as vaguely wolf-like because the souls, our souls recognize how predatorial they are.
Mm-hmm.
And just generally when they manifest, they appear to be made up of like angles, just like angular pieces. So it's like a tangram coming at you.
Like, you had to solve it.
I'm not just here to ruin your favorite puzzle games.
Yeah,
I'm here to ruin you.
Did your parents give you a big pile of garbage and call it Tetris? They might have been Lords of Tyndalos.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.